All right, welcome to another episode of Downmurder Lane. Heather has her hands up in the air like you guys can hear it or something.
Podcast!
This is season 2, episode 31.
31.
And this is the mysterious tourist deaths in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. So
this went into my brain before we went there.
Really?
I was like...
Oh, I'm glad I didn't know about it. You told me after. You told me about this when we were leaving.
There is a reason.
Thank goodness you did not tell me before.
Do I know you or do
I know you? Yeah, because I would have been like freaked out.
I knew about it and I also didn't tell Maggie, but Maggie probably wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, she wouldn't have cared.
I wouldn't let her drink alcohol from the minibar.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes, we did drink we did.
I know, and we didn't die.
Ocho piñas. Okay.
We totally didn't die.
So this is continuing our series from our trip to the Dominican Republic.
Yep. Ocho piñas.
And this is discussing the series of mysterious tourist deaths that occurred a few years back. So sitting across from me is Heather.
Sitting across from me is Jessica.
And Tabby. So this story is...
It's wild. It's just about there's a series of mysterious deaths of tourists, American tourists,
mm-hmm.
at resorts in the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Some of them are in Punta Cana, some of them are elsewhere.
Yeah.
But there was a series of them, and they were all in a short span of time.
Mm-hmm. And then nothing.
Wow. So there's some theories about what happened, and I go into that when I read this.
Well, so, I cannot wait for you guys to continue this trip with us.
Down Murder Lane, vamanos.
All right, West Dallas or Florida? Here we go.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Can't wait.
All right. Authorities are searching for a woman who was caught on camera having an outburst at a McDonald's on Thursday.
Okay.
The 22-year-old woman is facing several charges after authorities said she stormed inside a fast food restaurant and became enraged that her online order was messed up.
Okay.
Like, legit enraged.
Or some nugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
When employees tried to de-escalate the situation by offering a discount, she turned violent and walked behind the counter where a security camera caught her throwing cups at employees.
Jeez.
Yeah. Bitch, great.
It's not that important.
Yeah, like, calm down.
Yeah.
All right. Authorities said a family member tried to pull her out of the store, but the woman instead called 911 about her botched order.
I mean, was it maybe user error?
I don't know. Oh, probably. God.
Yeah.
She said to the 911 operator, I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run a motherfucking McDonald's. That's what she said on the fucking 911 call.
Pregnant, when you're hungry and you're pregnant, I mean, that 5 months, because you're getting out of that where you're sick.
You're not puking anymore.
Yeah, and you're just so ravished.
Listen, man, I just want to eat.
Yeah, okay? I get it.
I've been puking.
Yep.
Give me my fucking nugs.
Yeah.
Now,
bitch. Like, flurry. All right. I get it. Okay.
The commotion lasted about 10 minutes before her family member and another woman convinced her to leave the store. As she walked out, she was caught on camera lifting her shirt and twerking. It is on video.
Oh, my God.
At the employees. She twerked at them.
Like,
she lifted her shirt and twerked at them.
Like, showing her belly. Pregnant belly out.
And twerked her ass as she's walking out.
Oh, my God.
The woman is facing charges of burglary with assault for $100 of cups that could not be used after she threw them at an employee and then landed on the ground, along with criminal mischief and disorderly conduct.
God, I want this to be West Dallas really bad. Please, was it West Dallas? No, it's Florida. God dang it.
It's Tampa.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Probably was the same one at Ybor City. She probably just came from the... No, she was pregnant. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
Of course. Where? It was in Tampa? I gotta find the video.
Yeah, I'll find it and send it to you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, she's like twerking. Like, they kick her out and she's like...
Yeah. Because finally she's leaving, she just... Yeah. Oh, my God,
and there's
please.
Video of her throwing the cups.
Just don't be ghetto. Come on, people.
She's mad. She's, like, leaning over, and she's, like,
yelling.
And then she's throwing the cups, and the people are just, like...
Yeah, I feel bad for...
Lady, it's okay. We'll give you a discount.
Like, kids that were... Whoever kid is born to her. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, so yeah, that happened in Tampa.
Oh, man, Tampa.
Yeah.
It's always.
All right, so TripAdvisor
okay.
says the number two thing to do in Punta Cana is to visit Macau Beach. Macau Beach is the public beach in the area because Bavaro is private.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit more popular with locals than the previously mentioned Bavaro Beach.
Okay.
The little village of Macau is located right next to the beach. As of right now, there is only one all-inclusive resort on this beach. So whereas Bavaro just has all
ton, yeah,
on that beach. Most visitors stay in guest houses or Airbnbs instead of all-inclusive resorts when visiting this beach as a non-local.
I don't know if I would do it.
I don't know either. It has more of a local vibe than Bavaro Beach due to local restaurants lining the area.
I mean, it's probably fun.
I bet you it's amazing.
And it's probably, like, really good food, but then you just have that little bit, like,
I just don't know if I feel safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get it. I like the security. I know it's not 100% of an authentic experience of the culture and everything, but I'll go to Mexico with Maggie. I'll do this stuff with her.
Yeah, first of all, we didn't even talk about how she saved the trip a lot of times.
With her
speaking Spanish. She just, like, helped us get... I don't even, everywhere, even, like, from the airport, like, she just talked to him, and, like, I feel like they instantly were, like, on our same level.
Yeah.
And, like, not that we were going to get scammed by people, or but, like, she would talk to them, and I feel like the vibe totally changed.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, these girls are legit, we can't screw them over.
Yeah, something. Right. So. All right, so on to the case.
All right, so I started with your name, but then I just didn't.
That's all right. You just want me to read the whole thing? Is that what you're saying?
Like, you really just want her? To.
No. I don't want to. I don't want to.
You just stop whenever you feel like it, okay, and I'll take over.
The U.S. State Department confirmed 11 American tourists have died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic between summer 2017 and early 2019. I did not know anything about this. Some of them passed away in what seems to be bizarre and similar circumstances.
This shit is great. I just want you to know.
I'm glad I did not know about it because we did have a mini bar. Mm. We did have a bottle that was brought in by some random, like, I know he worked there because he had a uniform on, but he just, like, walked in, set it down, and then walked out.
Here's your booze.
With, like, a chocolate-covered apple.
Cool.
And we're like, okay.
Good?
We didn't eat it. We didn't even eat it.
That was a strawberry.
That strawberry was like...
I don't know. I see some big strawberries.
Okay. All right. So... People magazine confirmed that both the FBI and the CDC investigated these strange deaths. Robin Bernstein, the ambassador of the U.S. to the Dominican Republic, said last week that the high-profile incidents were isolated cases. 11 isolated cases?
Exactly. Robin.
Yeah. Robin. Tripping. Yeah. He is quoted as saying, "We have 2.7 million Americans who come to the country, and the statistics state that this is a very unique event." Of course. Even murder here is a very unique, but it still happens.
So 2.7 million Americans go to the DR every year.
And so only 11 died.
Only 11 died.
Seriously. Right. I like these stats.
But it all was very similar.
It's weird.
Exactly. Okay. Whatever.
They come to visit... No. They come to visit the beautiful beaches and enjoy the great culture. Unfortunately, sometimes things happen to people.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it happens everywhere, but...
Just wait.
Oh, okay. Here's some information about the victims that we know. Nathaniel Edward Holmes and Cynthia Ann Day. On May 30th, 2019, engaged couple... Oh, that was Doug and I when we went... Nathaniel Edward Holmes, 63, and Cynthia Ann Day, 49, were found dead in their hotel room at the Grand Bahia Principal La Romana Resort, according to the statement released by the hotel. Holmes and Day were from Maryland, were found by resort staff after they missed their scheduled checkout time and day that day. Their bodies did not show signs of violence. The Dominican Republic National Police announced that an autopsy found the couple had respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. Day also reportedly suffered cerebral edema. I don't know what any of that means.
So I asked my husband because he works in benefits for the VA, and he looks at death certificates for a living.
Yeah.
And edema means fluid.
Hmm.
And so pulmonary edema means fluid in the lungs.
Yeah.
And cerebral edema is like fluid on the brain. So like a brain injury.
Hmm. So medication for high blood pressure was also found in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you want me to take over?
Yeah.
All right. So next, Yvette Monique Sport. Pennsylvania native Yvette Monique Sport, 51, had just arrived at the Bahia Principe Resort in Punta Cana when she died in June 2018. Her sister, Felicia Nieves, said that Yvette, a bride-to-be traveling with her fiancé, had a drink from the minibar, took a shower, went to bed, and was found unresponsive the next morning. So how they described it was, their flight arrived late. They got to the hotel. They were really tired.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what? Let's just have a drink. I'm just going to take a shower, and then I'm going to go to bed, and let's have fun in the morning.
Yeah.
A drink from the minibar. They hung out. She took a shower and went to bed.
Yeah.
And then she never woke up.
Jeez.
Yeah. So her sister said she was only 51, relatively healthy, no reason for her to go on vacation and die so suddenly. Though her death was initially ruled as a heart attack, with the news of the three other American tourists have died at the resort, the same resort, her cause of death was investigated again.
I mean, yeah, that's just really weird. Like, another couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. David Harrison. Harrison, 45, was celebrating his wedding anniversary with his wife and 12-year-old son when he died of a heart attack at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana in July 2018.
That's the one we drove by.
Harrison's wife, Dawn McCoy, told WTOP that her husband started to feel sick, went to bed, and later woke up drenched in sweat.
Yep.
She said he was struggling to get out of bed and talk. She tried to communicate with him and all, but he could do was mumble. He died soon afterwards. His cause of death was listed as heart attack as well as pulmonary edema, an accumulation of fluid in the lungs that can cause respiratory failure and... Don't give me these... Oh, okay.
Sorry. Words.
Atherosclerosis?
Arteriosclerosis.
There we are.
That is... Mike also, I asked him about that.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's like... something with the heart. Like, it's like... hardening of the... of, like, the arteries.
Oh, really?
That pulmonary edema, like, fluid can, like, get in there and, like, cause that.
Yeah. Oh.
He has to know about all this shit.
Yeah, yes. He's smart.
Yeah.
His wife said that her husband was relatively healthy, but did have high blood pressure that was controlled with medication. So here's the high blood pressure stuff again. She said that they went down there as a happy family and returned a broken family. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She came home a widow, and her 12-year-old son came home without a father.
Horrible.
His wife said that the staff at the hotel tried to pressure her into having his body cremated before returning to the U.S. No.
Absolutely not.
His wife believes methanol poisoning linked to bootleg liquor was the cause of his death. Because, yeah, there is no, like, regulations and stuff. Like, they don't have it. Like, we have, just like we don't drink their water because they don't have the... filtration and the things to make their water. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
All right, I'll take this one. Miranda Shelp Warner. On May 25th, 2019, Pennsylvania psychotherapist Miranda Shelp Warner, 41, collapsed shortly after mixing a drink from her minibar in the luxury Baha'i Principe Bougainville in La Mirana, Romana, where she was celebrating her 9th wedding anniversary with her husband, Daniel Werner.
Okay, now I'm seeing a trend.
I know. Like... engaged, celebrating anniversary.
Mm-hmm. You know?
According to autopsy results released by the Attorney General of the Dominican Republic, she died of a heart attack that caused respiratory failure and fluid accumulation in her lungs. Again, pulmonary edema. Mm-hmm. Her husband said the attack came on suddenly. Daniel said one moment she was taking pictures and smiling, and the next moment, she was in extreme pain and collapsed. She had no known health issues and had arrived at the resort less than 24 hours earlier.
This is very, very strange.
Yes. All right, you can take
and then, one. Like, the Attorney General's probably like, sweep these under the rug because people are not going to want to come here. Like, they are really...
I go into that, too.
Yeah, like, when Aruba, when that one girl went missing, you know, like,
Natalie
they
Holloway.
Struggled.
Yep.
All right, Robert Wallace. In April 2019, Robert Wallace, 67, died while staying at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Resort in Punta Cana. All right. His niece said that he became ill after having a drink from his hotel room's minibar.
Isn't this wild?
So it's like, are they filling those up to save money, like from other bottles? You know, because, I don't know.
Let me go, I go in.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was there to attend his stepson's wedding.
So again. Sad.
His niece was said he was fine.
Yeah.
She is quoted, on April 11th, he had scotch from his room's minibar. Then he started feeling very sick. He had blood in his urine and stool right afterwards.
Oof.
He passed away 3 days later, and his niece claims that authorities did not give them a cause of death, and they have so many questions. Oh my God. Yeah.
Vittorio Caruso. In June 2019, 56-year-old Vittorio Caruso, a Long Island, New York pizzeria owner.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, I could go for some pizza right now.
A New York pizza, yeah.
Yeah, mysteriously died while staying at the Boaca Chica Resort in Santo Domingo after drinking something from his minibar, according to his sister-in-law. Authorities in Dominican Republic said he died from respiratory and heart failure. He died within hours of consuming the drink from his minibar and was reportedly in good health before the drink.
Hmm. Jerry Caron. In January 2019, 78-year-old former police officer Jerry Caron from Bedford, Ohio, fell ill after having dinner and drinks with his wife Janet at the Dreams Resort in Punta Cana. Dreams is very nice.
We honeymooned at Dreams Tulum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice. Dreams is very nice.
Like Sandals Dreams. Oh,
yeah, scary. It was, we honeymooned at the Dreams in Tulum, Mexico. Very, it was so incredible.
He was rushed to the hospital after he began violently vomiting and became unresponsive. His official cause of death was pulmonary edema, cerebral hypoxia.
So that's like, hypoxia is lack of oxygen to the brain.
Mm-hmm. And severe encephalitic cranial trauma.
Something with the head trauma. Mm-hmm. Head trauma.
Whew.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, you want me? Okay. The United States FBI conducted their own internal investigation, and after performing their own autopsies, they concluded each person died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Like, so we came down here, we went down there, and like our own doctor, okay, they can't move.
Mm-hmm.
The autopsies also included toxicology tests. The results were consistent with the findings of local authorities, according to the U.S. State Department.
Yeah. So, the country of Dominican Republic's pillar of the economy is tourism, with 300,000 people employed in the industry. So, quickly, the country was thrown into a crisis because people weren't going there. They were canceling.
Yeah.
People began to cancel their vacations to the country, and airlines even allowed people with tickets to Dominican Republic to cancel their tickets without penalty.
All right.
The country's minister insisted they had nothing to hide and stood by the autopsy's findings. Do you want to take the next part?
Yeah, so here are the theories. A serial killer. Oops.
Kinda. This one, I don't.
No?
No.
Okay.
I read on Reddit. I went down a rabbit hole. I don't buy it.
Go Social on. Media users have heavily shared theories on Reddit and other online forums about the possibility of there being a serial killer, which is, has there ever been one in Dominican?
I don't know.
In the Dominican, who is preying on Americans. This has basically just been an unsubstantialized rumor, which I like to think. It's fun to think about it, though. Yeah. With the deaths happening at several resorts in different areas of the country, this seems unlikely. It would be more likely if it continuously happened at the same resort, perhaps an employee or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like, it's just so spread out. Like, La Romana is in a different place, and then
Santo Domingo, and then Punta Cana. Hours away. Hours apart.
So it just doesn't seem, unless there's like a network or like whatever. Yeah. It just, I was on Reddit reading this and I'm just like, this is a reach. Okay. And don't get me wrong, I love me
a good theory. Killer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it just seemed like a reach.
Okay.
So here, you go with the next one.
Okay. So
this is the one I believe.
Bootleg alcohol. This is the most common accepted theory. This theory stems from the fact that several of the dead tourists all had drinks from the minibar prior to dying and at two different resorts.
Right.
It was unclear if the others had drank from the minibar, but they had drank alcohol elsewhere on the trip, and they all died from pulmonary edema, fluid in the lungs.
Right.
See, because there's no regulations like they do here.
Right. So what is counterfeit alcohol, and why is it dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to look this up, because
yes,
that's why.
I love it.
Counterfeit alcohol is essentially bootleg liquor produced outside the context of regulated alcohol production. It is often cheaply produced and always unregulated, but can appear to look and smell like alcohol produced by a licensed supplier. It is an imitation of a name brand product. It can sometimes be made, this is fucking nuts, or laced with substances such as embalming fluid, battery acid, or methanol, a synthetic chemical that is used in antifreeze and windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah.
Even small amounts of methanol can be toxic, if not lethal, to humans. It can cause a variety of symptoms, such as dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blindness, or even death. Sometimes this can happen after just one
drink. Yeah, they say even like with pets, you know, they like, don't let them lick, even like one lick of antifreeze from a car, like, yes, kill your pet.
Here, you can go to
this. There have been reports of deaths related to toxic bootleg alcohol all over the world, from Iran to Indonesia to Mexico, for sure. There's probably some in Kentucky right now, people making moonshine in the shed.
For sure.
So, to this day, there is no evidence that this is actually what happened, and it's just a working theory, but the country's resorts have issued statements regarding the safety of all the island and their beverages. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Kobolinski?
Sure.
A forensic scientist professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York did note that the effects of methanol poisoning are consistent with what was reported, and some of the publicity released details from the tourist autopsies, such as fluid in the lungs and heart and respiratory failure. Methanol. Okay.
I said methadone.
So this does seem to be what most likely happened. I mean, I can understand. They're at these resorts. They're trying to cut corners. Like, oh, this guy is selling cases for this. Let's try to get it. And I mean,
so and that makes sense to me, like, why it was so widespread. Because maybe they're like, well, we can do this and save money and make more money.
Yeah. I can totally understand that. Oh, so that's scary. I'm so glad you did not tell me about this, because I would have been scared.
I almost made the executive decision to only drink beer there.
Yeah.
But then I was like, nothing has happened since 2019. It's totally fine to have to knock it off.
Well, they probably, I wonder if they passed regulations or passed something after.
I couldn't find a lot of information about that, but I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah. Cool, because they don't want to kill their tourism. Like, that's the main income from
300,000 people are...
Yeah.
And then I went down this rabbit hole, which was really depressing, about, we talked about this when you went to Jamaica, about how COVID
decimated their islands,
And it was really hard to, like, read. Because, like, we think we had it bad.
Yeah, no idea.
No idea. Mm-hmm. These people are already living in poverty.
Yep.
And then you decimate their economy, and they have nowhere to work, and they have nothing.
Yep. And their governments aren't like ours, where they were trying to help and,
I mean, not that our government has money. They just take that from the deficit and pile it on and whatever.
But
there's no stimulus checks coming to those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said, like, the amount of poverty, the percentage went way up. After and it was COVID. Just horrible. It was really depressing.
Yeah, that is sad.
So I went down that rabbit hole,
too. Yeah, that's really wild.
And I was like,
reading
and
seeing it,
But I mean, again, it's always good to look outside your bubble.
And to have different perspectives, for sure.
We think we had a hard time here with COVID. We didn't have shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Compared to these people.
Yeah.
At least our government could help us in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're... Not to get political, but we're probably paying for it now.
Oh, and our kids and our grandkids are paying. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. But.
Yeah. We still were able to live.
And we're not living in shacks with no running water and no electricity and not able to feed our children. Yeah. So. Anyways.
All right. So, post content. So, the whole Hard Rock.
Yeah, we couldn't go.
We drove past it.
But we drove past it and we were on the same beach. So, this is kind of. Sort of cheating, but not really.
It's a reach, but I still feel
it's okay.
It's all right.
I really wanted to talk about it. Just because, like, it was on my mind when we were there in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't tell me.
But I just think it's interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So, I mean, is it a serial killer? Is it people that just don't like stupid gringos that are just like, let's take these bitches out?
I think it all comes down to money.
Absolutely. Greed. They're trying to
cut corners. Yep.
And they're like, we can get this rum cheaper. We can get this Mamalana. Oh, Jessica loves
God. Mamalana. God. Look, I just felt it in my throat. Like,
that shit.
I wanted to throw up.
Gross.
Yeah.
And then we made Barber take another one.
On ice.
On ice. Because we're like, well, it's only bad because it's room temp. Why did they give it to us at room temp?
I know. Oh.
It was barf.
They're probably like, let's give it to them hot so they... what did you stick a green gas?
There's a lot of things. Alright.
Alright, Snoop, what's he got to say?
He's got to say, a lot of people like to fool you and say that you're not smart if you never went to college. But common sense rules over everything. That's what I learned from selling crack.
Good, that's so wise. That's true.
I just thought about like those bootleg...
Yeah.
People making bootleg liquor. Like, shit.
They go to college, they figured it out, and they probably made a lot of money.
They probably made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they're
Snoop.
Like, fuck those gringos.
Right. Follow us on Instagram at Downward Elaine.
Slide in my DMs.
Yep.
Tell us how happy you are that we didn't die in the DR from drinking
or
jalapenos.
Linda could say she's mad that we didn't.
Linda.
Facebook at Downward Elaine True Crime Podcast.
Email us at downwardelainepodcast@gmail.com.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
All that jazz.
Whatever.
All right. So until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who we run into.
Don't drink from the mini bar.
Hopefully not a bootleg liquor distributor in a third world country.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.